Next item on the agenda, permits. Projects over $50,000 with no objection and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson.
Good morning, Commissioner Pruitt. I'll handle these for Bob this morning.
Bowman, Pruitt's been gone for about 3 years. But as the way things are going,
old habits die hard, don't they? Sorry about that, commission members. This morning we have 13 what we call page 2 items. Those are those items over $50,000 in value, which must be approved by the commission. Staff has conducted a public interest review and advertisements, and there have been no objections. And I'll try to go through each real briefly. First, item 2A, Prince William County Service Authority is requesting authorization to install 80 linear feet of 24-inch diameter sanitary sewer line across Quantico Creek. That line will run parallel to an existing sewer line, and it will be placed 5 feet above the ordinary high water elevation. Item 2B, the Nature Conservancy et al. Is requesting authorization to restore approximately 4,400 linear feet of Black's Run, Seibert Creek, and an unnamed tributary of Seibert Creek. That is in Rockingham County. Item 2C, Q West, is requesting authorization to install 100 linear feet of fiber optic cable by the directional bore method beneath Beaver Dam Run. That's adjacent to the Loudoun County Parkway in Loudoun County. Staff recommends a royalty in this case in the amount of $300 for the encroachment over 100 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Item 2D, Floor Lane LLC, requests authorization to modify their previously issued permit to increase temporary impacts in Accotink Creek associated with the construction of the high occupancy toll lanes and related infrastructure along I-495 in Fairfax County. Item 2E, the City of Newport News is requesting authorization to maintenance dredge 20,027 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom material from the James River. One section of the dredging will be to a maximum depth of -7.5 feet into the entrance channel of the Leeward Marina, and the other section will be to -9.5 feet in the James River adjacent to Huntington Park in Newport News. Staff is recommending approval with our standard dredging conditions. Item 2F, the Tazewell County Board of Supervisors is requesting authorization to relocate 580 linear feet of Bluestone River, 310 linear feet of an unnamed tributary stream, install 3 submerged sanitary sewer crossings, and construct 5 culverty crossings and a new conspan precast concrete arch bridge to facilitate construction of the Bluestone Regional Business and Technology Center in Tazewell County. We're recommending approval with our standard in-stream permit conditions, a transfer of state title to the relocated stream channels, and permit conditions wherein the permittee agrees to conduct the necessary mussel, fish, and crayfish survey or relocations and adhere to any in-stream work time of year restrictions as recommended by the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. Item 2G has been amended from what it stated in the agenda placed out front, and I'll read that in its entirety. Scott County Public Service Authority, 082168, requests authorization to install a submerged water line by directional bore method or open trench method beneath 220 linear feet of the Clinch River, immediately upstream of the U.S. Route 58 bridge in Scott County. Staff is recommending approval with our standard in-stream conditions and the permittee's agreement to conduct any necessary mussel and fish surveys or relocations and adhere to any in-stream work time of year restriction as recommended by the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. Item 2H, the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries is requesting authorization to demolish an existing public boat ramp and tending pier and construct a new concrete ramp, riprap scour protection, and a new open pile tending pier with an L head downstream of the Route 3 bridge onto Tuskegee Creek in Richmond County. Item 2I, 6M LLC, is requesting authorization to install and backfill approximately 195 linear feet of steel sheet pile bulkhead along a maximum of 4 feet channelward of mean low water at their property along an unnamed tributary of the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. This case, we're recommending a royalty in the amount of $1,190 for the backfill of the bulkhead encroachment over 238 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $5 per square foot. Item 2J, Carmelo and Narve Gomez request authorization to install 490 linear feet of timber bulkhead aligned a maximum of 5 feet but an average of 2 feet channelward of an existing deteriorated bulkhead and install 8 7-pile mooring dolphins adjacent to that proposed bulkhead at their property situated along an unnamed tributary of the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. In this case, staff is recommending a royalty in the amount of $5,575 for the bulkhead's backfill encroachment over 1,035 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $5 per square foot, and for the mooring dolphin encroachment over 200 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $2 per square foot. Item 2K, Chesterfield County Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to construct a vehicular bridge over Swift Creek Reservoir in conjunction with the necessary improvements and widening of Wool Ridge Road in Chesterfield County. Item 2L, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is requesting an extension of their existing permit, which allows for placement up to 3 million cubic yards of dredge material within the James River associated with the maintenance dredging of the James River Federal Navigation Project. The current permit expires on February 24, 2009, and they requested an extension for an additional 5 years. In this case, the Corps is also requesting a waiver of a portion of the current time of year restriction from February 15th through March 7th, 2009, only for this year, and that would be in conjunction with a proposed Atlantic sturgeon tracking study to be conducted during the same dates. And finally, the last page two item, 2M, Robius Investments Incorporated, is requesting authorization to construct a 30-foot wide concrete slab boat ramp, an 8-foot by 60-foot tending pier, construct a 10-foot by 90-foot fixed pier with 3 8-foot by 20-foot floating piers that would create 6 wet slips and install 90 linear feet of bulkhead within the James River. This would be in conjunction with the proposed riverfront park for residents of the Tarrington on the James subdivision in Chesterfield County. In this case, we recommend a time of year restriction for construction activities from March 15th through June 30th, and recommending a royalty of $330 at a rate of 50 cents per square foot for the impacts of the 660 square foot boat ramp encroachment, and a royalty of $4,698 at a rate of $1.50 per square foot for the encroachment over 3,132 square feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom land for the tending fixed and floating piers and wet slip area for a total royalty of $5,028. That's the page two items. If you have any questions,
any questions,
our members of staff will try to answer.
Yes. Any questions? Mr. Okay. Fox.
Tony, under 2M, we normally ask for a marina management plan and also put a restriction of no overnight lodging in boats. Have we got that in this one?
I don't know about the overnight lodging. This is in a section above the fall line in the James River. I don't know if the time of the overnight would be an issue, but in terms of a marina management plan, I'll ask Ben, who handled that. Was there one suggested or necessary in this case?
We did not suggest a marina management plan, but we could certainly add that.
It seems to me it always makes sense in a marina.
I'm sure the developer will be amenable with that.
And I'm sure they don't plan on having any overnight lodging, but we could put that in as well.
It's a gated community, so they want people to be able to use it.
Yeah.
Further questions?
Mr. Chairman, I'd suggest we put those two things into M if we could.
Tell you what we'll do. At the time the motion is made, I'll let you make the motion, the initial motion on the items if you'd like. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience pro or con for or against these projects? Public. Yes, ma'am. I need you to come forward, ma'am, if you're going to speak to the microphone so we can get it on record. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you? My name is...
Sir, are you going to testify as well?
Alex, are you going to testify as well?
Yep. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Could you state your name for the record, please?
Regina Fremont Gomez.
Sir.
Alejandro Gomez.
Okay.
And we're just here in favor of his brother's proposal 2J.
Okay.
And that's it. And I assume that the one above that is the one that had previously protested his action, and they both lifted their protest, or their...
That's correct, according to Ben.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you all very much.
I just have one other question, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is there a difference in the rate that's charged? Why is this one like $5 per square foot? And then for, I guess because it's a park, $1.50 per square foot on 2M?
These are the differences between I and J, 6M LLC, and the Gomez application. These are industrial classifications. The others are residential classifications.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. The matter is before the commission. Mr. Fox?
I move that we approve items 2, I guess, A. 2A through 2M with the additions to 2M of the requirement that there be a marina management plan and no overnight lodging.
Okay. Is there a second?
A second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Grab. I mean, Mr. Watkinson.
Need for a closed session?
No need for a closed session according to...